GOB 87. Bogies and Bugs. Do you have a bogey bird? One that, despite not being rare, you keep failing to connect with, especially after passing someone saying it's showing well? How about what US birder Al Bat calls an onion bird? That's a bird you so badly want to see, it makes you cry with joy and pent-up emotions when you do. Mine was Wall Creeper, a bird I first saw on a cigarette card 60 years ago. Immaculate slate-grey plumage made glorious by vermilion wings. When I finally connected with his glory on a boulder as we crossed the northern Indian riverbed in a jeep, tears rolled down my face. This stonking bird gave me a stonking headache for the rest of the day, as well as a wide grin. The twitching community has loads of terms describing esoteric bird categories. Their own canon of bird names, mostly compressed into monosyllabic bursts like spork for sparrowhawk, or shorthand like PG tips for Pallas's grasshopper warbler. Generic terms include plastic for any feral bird not on the official British list, like emperor geese, or escapees like hooded merganser, that might be confused with those blown across the Atlantic by October storms. I've also heard a term I hate, rubbish birds, referring to everyday birds one might expect to see even in city centres like rock doves and starlings. I could never dismiss a bird as rubbish, even the commonplace has a charm, like a starling's plumage iridescent in the sunlight. Moreover, one of the great avian sights is the swirling aerial artistry of mass starlings turning as one and descending into a roost. I can see that there are weed birds, a term I've just invented to describe birds that are great to see where they belong, but not where they have been introduced. In Australia and New Zealand, common miners are everywhere outcompeting the locals. Excellent to see in northern India, not so great in North Queensland. Invasive introductions often replace the natives, whether it's house sparrows in the US or grey squirrels in the UK. A Canadian bird are called European starlings that have spread across the continent, tree rats. Of course, some weed birds are a twitcher's dream one day, and rubbish birds a few decades later. In the 1950s, seeing a collared dove over here would have been amazing. Now they number in tens of millions. In the 1980s, I remember the excitement of seeing a little egret. Now every ditch and dike has shed loads. I've one more term to introduce. Another one that I coined a few hours ago, bug birds. These are the birds that, when glimpsed, are a major rarity, that a split second later turn out to be commonplace. Certain birds seem to have the ability to morph from pulse-quickening rarity to embarrassingly obvious commoners with incredible regularity. Do you have your own? I'll start you off with a few. Pigeons seem to cloak themselves in raptages. I've often rushed binoculars to my eyes, prompted by a peregrine stoop or flutter that turned out to be a pigeon taking the mickey. I've spent hours staking out a bush with a glimpse beggar that turns out to be a chiff-chaff dressed in odd light. My third is the humble chaffinch that can set your heart racing with a random call or its wet plumage. This is an international phenomenon. I once birded in Florida, where every really interesting bird seemed to turn into a ruby-crowned kinglet, or what my US companion called a blue-grey time waster, the blue-grey gnatcatcher, and they really bugged him.